This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Portions of the state are being overwhelmed with new cases of COVID-19, primarily the Delta variant. Some hospitals unable to handle the influx of patients, and others are seeing a good amount of employees leave voluntarily after vaccine mandates. The pandemic is unfortunately alive and well and still taking a toll on our public health. What's happening here in Washtenaw County? For answers, we turn to Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thanks as always for the time today.
Thanks for having us, David.
Let's start with budgets. When Governor Whitmer signed the new state budget into law, she did not veto Republican written language that would withdraw funding to local health departments if it were to continue or issue new emergency COVID masking orders in schools. Four different counties in the state did immediately withdraw their masking mandates. And after assurances from the governor that the language was both unenforceable and unconstitutional, Washtenaw County made the decision to stay with its emergency orders. Easy or difficult decision for you at the health department?
Well, it certainly puts all of us, you know, in an awkward position. It continues to be difficult both for us at the public health level as well as our schools and, you know, creates confusion in the community. You know, and I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding and what we're going with is that the legality of the issues aren't in question, right? But there is this potential threat to local health department funding. And for us in Washtenaw, we're very fortunate that we do have support of our elected officials. So we don't see that threat being carried through. In other words, our local officials aren't going to vote to do that. And, you know, that is not the case in some other areas. And there is a lot of concern about the impact of funding on lots of aspects of local public health work.
Well, and those are some decisions that we're going to have to look at as we progress through the rest of the year throughout the state of Michigan. But with Washtenaw County's masking requirements for schools still in place, are more of the new COVID cases being reported among those school-age children?
We do have a lot of activity happening in schools. And, you know, by activity, I'm really meaning that's a reflection of the high transmission that's happening in our communities. So our case rate, for example, for our 5 to 11-year-olds has been higher. That weekly case rate has been higher than the overall case rate for a few weeks now, a couple of weeks now since school started. So certainly that's impacted by school and gathering. It's not really clear that there's much transmission happening in the school setting. There's a lot of, and that's intentional in terms of keeping those precautions in place, making sure we have masking and distance, that we're doing investigation and contact tracing to really prioritize and keep that in-person learning open. At the same time, you know, we need to keep doing that to make sure that it stays that way, to make sure kids can continue to have that in-person learning. But overall and more broadly, we continue to see a lot of activity. So that exposure is likely happening through gatherings, social activities, all those things that aren't restricted, that are continuing to occur. So our case rate all this week has continued to be, you know, 80 or 100 or more cases per day, and a few hospitalizations continuing to come in.
Do you find it hard to imagine how much worse it would or could be if masks were not required?
You know, it's a little hard, I think, as many folks know, it's hard to separate out exactly the impact of the mask when we have multiple strategies in place, but that is also the point, right? We know that none of our strategies are 100% effective and we need to layer them up for the best protection. And very, very importantly, in the school setting where there's a significant proportion of the population that cannot be vaccinated yet, those protections become even more important. So that's critical. We also, obviously, school is required and important for students. And there are folks in those environments, not only that can't be vaccinated, but that are vulnerable to infection, even with vaccination. You know, so for all of those reasons, we want to keep those protections in place. There's a lot of evidence showing that they're effective at both reducing spread and preventing additional spread in that setting. So again, when we see those cases come up, we can intervene and use those strategies and make sure that we're not seeing additional spread, or hopefully not seeing much additional spread when we do have cases.
We're talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. In the department's conversations with area hospitals and medical care systems, are we seeing what some other parts of the state are? You know, Henry Ford reports it's had to close off beds because of understaffing caused in part by those voluntarily stepping away from work because of vaccine mandates. Parts of northern Michigan overrun with new cases and don't have the hospital space to accommodate all who have fallen ill. In the health department's conversations, are we seeing similar issues?
Well, definitely some of those issues are pervasive in the sense that, you know, healthcare capacity is limited, and healthcare workers, you know, like all of us responding to this pandemic, are overwhelmed and overdone. So all of those things are hard. And, you know, as you mentioned, there's additional requirements going into place that may change folks continuing to work in that field. I would say, you know, employment and getting additional workers is a problem, obviously, in a lot of fields, but might be reaching critical proportions in healthcare. We're lucky in this area that we do have more healthcare capacity than some other areas. That said, again, it's limited. So are we seeing those strains? Absolutely. Are there instances where in some areas you might find your ability to get care for other reasons is limited because of the influx of COVID patients? Yes. I don't think we're hearing quite as much that that capacity is as limited as it is in some other areas. Like you gave the example of some northern Michigan areas, you know, they'll reach capacity quicker than we will here. But it is still very definitely an issue, both in terms of the workforce that's been overburdened for going on 2 years now, and, of course, the ability to do other types of care when COVID care continues to take up so many of the resources.
And now we're moving toward the cold weather month, where more people will be indoors more of the time, and that's where many of the group gatherings will take place. Is it anticipated late fall and winter will bring even higher rates of transmission, hospitalizations, and potentially deaths?
You know, that's certainly a concern, because we do know that indoor transmission is a lot more likely. And the reason for those additional precautions like masking to happen indoors. And the other thing that we are starting to see happen, we don't know if we'll have much of a flu season yet. Fortunately, the widespread use of our masks and distance really kept flu away, or certainly contributed to keeping flu away last year. We are already seeing this year more occurrences of other types of viruses. RSV is circulating, you know, sicknesses are circulating in schools that aren't necessarily COVID. And again, you know, while the school environment has restrictions and precautions in place, pretty much nowhere else has those. So there is gathering and contact happening, and respiratory and other illnesses are spreading. So if that's an indication, you know, we definitely may see lots of other things circulating this winter that we didn't see last year, and that would include flu. So now is the time of year to get that flu vaccination on board, and that is also widely available in our community, like COVID vaccine, and you can get them at the same time if you want. There's no recommended interval between those two vaccines. So if you're looking at getting your first COVID vaccination or a booster, you can likely go ahead and get that at the same time or in close proximity to your flu vaccination.
As you continue to point out, prevention is the best method. And with that in mind, the Washtenaw County Health Department is expanding efforts and options to more easily find and get vaccinated for the willing. What are you doing this week and moving forward?
Yes, just this week, Tuesday, we started our expanded drive-through COVID clinics, and those will continue all month. So that means you can drive through here at the health department at 555 Towner for your COVID, either that initial vaccination or a booster if you had a Pfizer vaccination. And hopefully not to confuse it, but there is also the potential for what's called an additional dose, a third dose in the series for folks that had either Moderna or Pfizer. And that booster is 6 months after for the Pfizer folks. So we have those happening Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 3:30, and then two Saturdays, the 16th and the 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We also continue to have a weekly walk-in clinic on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 7. So we have lots of options for that COVID vaccine. There are also many, many options across the community, and folks should really find that opportunity that's easiest for them, whether that's your doctor's office or a pharmacy, whatever location is going to be most accessible, go ahead and get it there, and there's lots of opportunities for that.
As always, I appreciate the updates, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That is Susan Ringler Cerniglia. Susan serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information on today's conversation, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1, Ypsilanti.